If you're doing some spring cleaning this time of year, you might run into things that don't work quite like they should. The bike that needs fixing, summer clothes that need mending, appliances you're hanging on to because they might work again with a little TLC.
You may not know how to fix them yourself or when to take them for repair, but communities around the state are stepping up to help with repair clubs.
Sometimes called repair cafes or fix-it groups, they're community efforts that provide volunteer expertise and access to tools. A listener in Viroqua emailed us about a fix-it club he started there. In a quick online count, I found another dozen communities that have hosted repair events around the state.
We're checking in now with some of the organizers of these events.
We'll start in Stevens Point with the Fix-It Clinic, scheduled for tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Commons Community Nonprofit Center. Susan Schuler is Executive Director of Recycling Connections in Stevens Point, and Kara Kugi is a UW-Stevens Point student on the planning team for the Community Fix-It Clinic. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks for having us. We're happy to be here.
Yep.
And Susan, spell out to us what happens at one of these repair club events like your Fix-It Clinic in Stevens Point.
Yeah, we're really excited to be hosting our Fix-It Clinic. What happens at this event is we pair fixers up with residents or people that have broken items, and they bring them in to be paired up with a fixer to help us out. You know, it's a community event in that way, pairing our fixers with items that are broken to keep them from landfill and help people learn a little bit more about how to fix common items maybe they have hanging around so they can extend the life of items instead of landfilling and replacing.
Kara, as a student there at Point, what made you want to get involved in this project?
Well, it's part of our senior thesis project for our class, but it's just super interesting. It's great to get the community involved in what we're learning in our classes and applying that. So it's just a really cool opportunity.
Susan, what kind of Fix-It volunteers have signed up? What kind of people are there to help people fix their stuff?
We're really lucky. We have some great volunteers lined up. We have a general fixer with woodworking and general handyman. We have a mender who's coming in to help fix and sew and all of those items. We have a bike fixer that's going to be there, and a computer person that can help with general maintenance of your computers.
Kara, I think a lot of our society is geared toward buying a thing, using it till it goes away, and then throwing it away, whether we're talking about clothes or tools or whatever. Has participating in this and then being a part of the event on the weekend, does that change the way you think about our stuff?
It definitely has. I think a lot of our coursework as well in our class really like hones down on that kind of attitude that our society has. So it's really like made me second guess like things that I might purchase or ways that maybe I have acted in that way in the past and kind of try to change that.
And Kara, has this made you interested in learning how to fix things yourself?
Oh, definitely. I'm hoping I can kind of watch some of the fixers and try to learn some of my own skills from that.
And Susan, talk a little bit about this as a community event. What do you think, what do you hope that this does for people in Stevens Point and the surrounding area?
To help them understand how to fix items, repair simple things, some skills or tools you might want to have around in your house to aid in that assistance to fix things and keep them from landfill. It also creates some problem-solving skills. We don't know what we're going to get at these Fix-It clinics, and it creates some creativity of our fixers of how to problem solve and fix items as they come in.
Kara, I got to ask, are you planning to bring anything to get fixed yourself?
Unfortunately, I don't have anything on campus that could be fixed. I live in the dorms right now, but I did have some stuff at home I should have brought back.
And Susan, people may be hearing this and thinking, well, I want to participate either in this next event or get involved in the future. What are some ways that people can get involved in this kind of activity?
Recycling Connections is trying to host these. If this event goes well, we want to make it habit perhaps once or twice a year. So we have a website, recyclingconnections.org, that we post all of our events and opportunities like this on that site. And our mission is to help keep things from landfills and recycle right and compost. So we have a lot of waste reduction opportunities that we promote. And this is just one of them that we're adding to the mix of events that we offer as a nonprofit.
Yeah. What else? What's coming up next apart from the Fix-It Clinic that can help people not waste their stuff?
Yeah, so it's going to be International Compost Awareness Week next week. And so we have a webinar on backyard composting that people can get involved in. And then come fall, we're going to be talking about pumpkins and how you can keep pumpkins out of the landfill and make sure that you compost them at our Pumpkin Smash community event. And that's coming up in November. So those are just a few little teasers for what's coming that people can get involved in our community.
And Cara, does this experience have you interested in sustainability after you're done with that class, after you're done with college?
Yeah, I'm a wastewater treatment is what I plan on going into with my major. So I think it'll just help me be more aware with that and the way that I'm living, being more sustainable. I want to start a compost one day in a garden. So it's just super interesting how you can apply it to your life.
Thank you both so much for sharing this with us.
Thanks for having us, Rob.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Susan Schuler with Recycling Connections and Kara Kugi, a UW Stevens Point student. We've been talking about the Community Fix-It Clinic in Stevens Point. That's coming up tomorrow at 11. Now we'll turn to a project in La Crosse called the Repair Cafe. Livy Hackbarth is lifelong learning librarian at the La Crosse Public Library, and Natalie Hennigan is Community Outreach Director for Habitat for Humanity of the Greater La Crosse Region. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Now, this is an event that's been going on and off anyway in La Crosse for some time now. Can you share a little bit about your event there, the Repair Cafe? Livy, let's start with you.
Yeah, we've been doing this for, I think, about 2 years now. It might be a little bit longer. I might be wrong on that. But so it's basically a drop-in event. We do it on a Saturday so that folks who may work during the week can come in. It's a great accessible time for folks. You drop in between 10:30 and 12:30 when we have this event. Bring your items. You can bring as many as you want. And yeah, you get paired up with someone to help fix your items and chat with other community members that show up. It's a great time to connect and feel a deeper connection to your community.
And Natalie, what kind of Fix-It volunteers have shown up there in La Crosse?
Sure. So we focused on mending and sewing, small electrical repairs, carpentry, so a lot of furniture repairs, and then some jewelry repair as well.
Wow. Livy, I understand this is part of a wider sharing economy program you have at the La Crosse Library. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. So we've got a tool library, which is very cool. I think we have over 200 items that you're able to check out at the library. So things from like KitchenAid mixers, we have gardening tools, we have a lawnmower, we have so many different items that you can, you know, share across the community. So people don't have to buy these items for themselves. We can, you know, share this tool that you may only use once or twice a year. So yeah, we've got a lot of good stuff in that library.
And Natalie, how do you see this connecting to your wider mission at Habitat for Humanity?
Sure. So at Habitat, of course, we build and rehab affordable homes and ensure that the home buyers and families we work with lock in an affordable mortgage. But we also know that affordability has to last long before you move into a house. So how you are able to repair your home, repair your stuff in an affordable manner, that's all part and parcel of our mission. So we love partnering with the library on this and many other events and activities. And it was a natural extension of our mission. We also could tap into our phenomenal core of volunteers who help build and repair Habitat homes, and lots of them have the knowledge they're able to share at the repair cafes.
Livy, what kind of response have you gotten from the community, not just the volunteers, but are people showing up for these, and what kind of things are they saying about these events?
Yeah, we've gotten a great response to these events. We have about like 20-ish people come per time, and people always asking when the next event is. There's always people who bring multiple items. And so the amount of things that we get fixed during this like short 2 hour period is quite phenomenal. So yeah, like Natalie said, things from like toasters to lamps to yard decor, people just really appreciate being able to come in and get their items fixed. It is always something that we are talking about with folks. It's really exciting.
Now, Natalie, I poked around online. I found about a dozen groups like this in the state, Repair Cafe, Repair Club, Fix-It Clinic, different names. If somebody out there is listening saying, hey, we don't have this in our community, what would you suggest to them to get the ball rolling and to create something like this?
Sure. Well, first of all, find a couple partners. So again, Habitat partnering up with the library was a really logical choice because we were able to combine the library's space and access to tools with Habitat's access to volunteers and experts. Plus, we also bring a cart of tools from the Habitat Restore. So I think there are 20 some Habitats and Habitat Restores in the state of Wisconsin. I think it's an excellent way to partner with a local habitat, again, tapping into the volunteers we work with, the tools and materials we have access to at the Restore. But a public library or community center that has the space, that's an easy to access, centrally located space is also a great or a needed piece, I think, of the puzzle.
That's a great place to leave it. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Livvy Hackbarth with the La Crosse Public Library and Natalie Hennigan with Habitat for Humanity of the Greater La Crosse Region talking about their Repair Cafe. Earlier, we heard about the Fix-It Clinic. That's tomorrow in Stevens Point.